Now, dozens of former Eurovision contestants have signed an open letter calling for Israel and its national broadcaster, Cannes, to be banned from this year's contest. In the letter, the artists say that they were appalled last year when the European Broadcasting Union, the EBU, which runs the contest, allowed Israel to participate while it continued its genocide in Gaza. One of the artists who signed the letter was Charlie McGettigan, who, along with Paul Harrington, won the Eurovision Song Contest for Ireland in 1994. I spoke to him earlier and I began by asking him why he signed the letter calling for Israel and its national broadcaster, Cannes, to be banned from this year's contest.
Well, you know, I found it hard to not sign the letter, mainly because, you know, over the last 18 months particularly, we've been seeing massive amounts of people being killed, bodies being dragged out of demolished buildings in the rubble in Gaza City, children queuing up trying to get food and at soup kitchens. I even saw a woman the other night, her child died of starvation. So from a purely humanitarian point of view, I feel that we need to show some kind of solidarity with the people of Palestine and in particular the people living in Gaza City. And I think, now it breaks my heart to have to ask for somebody to be banned from the Eurovision Song Contest, because I know what it's like to be in that myself. You know, it's a difficult thing.
Would it achieve anything? I mean, what would it achieve if Israel was ejected from the Eurovision?
Well, at least it would show that the European Union and the European Broadcasting Union has sympathy for the people there and has solidarity with them. It would also, you know, show that if Ireland, particularly the fact that we have recognised Palestine as a sovereign state, that we would recognise their plight and you know, just bring it to the attention that we totally disapprove of what's going on there.
The singer who is representing Israel in this year's competition, Yuval Rafael, is herself a survivor of the October 7th attacks by Hamas. She attended the Nova Music Festival, which was targeted by Hamas. And according to the BBC, she survived after hiding under dead bodies. Is it the right thing to do? Is it fair to ban her from singing at that contest, considering what she endured?
See, when it comes down to personalities, it's a different thing. And it's the Israeli regime that I'm protesting about and what they're doing. I am by no means approving of what Hamas did, you know, back in that October in 23. It was an absolutely despicable act. And I watched that happen, you know, on the news, you know, that was horrific pictures of people being grabbed by their hair and dragged away. And, you know, the number of hostages that have been treated badly. It's a difficult situation.
But
Justin,
it is her, though, that you are calling for to be put out of the competition, to be banned from competing. And she is a survivor of the Hamas attacks. And I'm just wondering whether you think that is fair to do that, whether it is the right thing to do to ask the EBU to ban her from singing at that contest, considering what she endured, what she went through.
Yeah, obviously it's not a nice thing to have to do to do this, but I mean, I think we have to protest in some way, and it's not her individually as a person. It's the Israeli broadcasting people, they're government run, more than RTE is. So, you know, it's the Israeli regime that...
Yeah, the broadcaster can. And they are under political pressure from Israel's government too. That has been said by the European Broadcasting Union. They've been threatened with closure by their own government. I'm not sure if you were aware of that when you signed the letter, were you?
I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. The EBU has said that the Eurovision Song Contest is a non-political contest. It's a contest between public service broadcasters and not a contest between governments. What do you make of that position?
And, you know, this thing has been told to me we shouldn't be using the Eurovision Song Contest as a sort of a political weapon or a weapon of protest. But all through the years, going back to the likes of Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Nina Simone, people like that have, you know, used their talents, their musical talents, to protest about things that they didn't agree with. And it's the ultimate peaceful protest, I suppose, as well. Russia has been banned by the EBU since 2022 when they invaded Ukraine. So So there is a precedent here for that.
And do you see an inconsistency then on the part of the EBU if it banned Russia, but it's not going to ban Israel?
Yeah, and if you take, you know, per head of population, the amount of people that have died in Gaza is way outweighs the amount of people that have died on the Ukraine-Russian border, and indeed in Ukraine. I'm not saying that that's right or it's wrong. It's difficult. It's an odious thing to compare the two situations. But, for example, I have my own radio program here in Shannonside, Northern Ireland, and I had a crier on this morning, and they're having a concert to raise funds for medical aid for Gaza. But all that medical aid is being blocked by the Israeli Defense Force, you know, and indeed food supplies as well. You know, we have to raise our voices about this.
The letter you signed says that CAN, Israel's public service broadcaster, is complicit in Israel's genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Why do you say that?
I have spoken about this before, in that, you know, when you sign a letter like this, you know, you don't have time, it's like everything else on the computer, to read every clause in the letter. I didn't see that at the time when I was signing it, so I'm willing to admit that.
Okay, when you sign something like that, then should you take more care in ensuring that everything that's in there is something you agree with?
In this situation, there's a lot of emotion involved in this. You know, I would sympathise personally with the people of Palestine and Gaza, and indeed I sympathise with the hostages who were taken on October 23rd as well. I mean, it's an emotional thing, so sometimes we all get carried away. Maybe it's stuff like that. You don't read everything you to see.
You yourself, as we all know, you were a Eurovision winner yourself in 1994. If you were representing Ireland today, I mean, would you withdraw from the contest this year if you were a participant?
Well, you know, it's difficult to say. Back in 1994, we didn't have the same situation. But now, if it was Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington in the Eurovision Song Contest, under the present circumstances, I think I would definitely have withdrawn my... I don't know, I wouldn't be saying that I would have to force Paul to decline. I certainly would have.
Do you think then that Ireland should withdraw from the contest this year?
No, I would not dictate to anybody that, you know, they should withdraw. I mean, we are one of the few countries that have accepted the Palestinian state as a sovereign state. You know, I think it would be a question of personal conscience.
RTE has said that it will not be withdrawing. Kevin Backhurst, the Director General, and Steve Carson, the Director of Video, held a meeting during the week with the EBU, which runs the contest, and raised Israel's participation and said that there is a commitment from the EBU to have a wider discussion amongst its members about that in due course. I mean, what do you think of that outcome?
Well, at least that's something that, you know, that maybe the National Union of Journalists protest as well, the letter they sent to the RTE Director General, has had an effect. At least it's been raised, which wouldn't have been raised, I think, if this protest hadn't happened.
Will you watch the contest yourself?
You know, I said at one point to somebody that I wouldn't watch it, but you know, it's something that I really love. I don't want to let this situation stop me from enjoying something that I do enjoy. As a protest, personal protest, I'll turn the television off when the Israeli entry is on.
And that was former Eurovision winner Charlie McGettigan speaking to me earlier. And that is it from us for today. Thanks for listening. And thanks also to our team. On sound today was James Feeney. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. And the editor of this week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.